feel overjoyed when you listen to my words. I see them singing in. Sarah, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Yes. You are a long-term volunteer. You arrived, as far as I know, last year in August.
Yes.
And all this time you were working with the Botanical Garden?
Yes, the whole time. So sometimes I visit some other projects from our, it's the Velvet group, so we have many projects. Yeah. But yeah, I choose.
And your group is about 30 of you guys, no? For a full year?
18.
18?
18,
oh.
Yeah.
So this group is a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Why did you choose Botanical Garden?
Because I'm really interested in plants, and at home I have so many plants and I want to learn more about that, and also herbal plants I'm really interested in.
Herbal plants are a super cool thing though.
Yeah.
You're also studying or not yet, or are you going
to
study?
I finished school in Germany, so I want to study after it. I'm going to a college after that year.
In that line? Botany, medicinal plants?
Environmental science.
So it is in that line. You're holding a booklet, really colorful booklet. That is your work, right?
Yes.
What is in it and for whom it is? Why did you decide to do that?
So we have many school classes in Botanical Garden. So I want to make a small booklet about some local medicinal plants where you can find everywhere in Tamil Nadu. So I think it's good to share the knowledge. And I got the knowledge from Kamachi. It's a Tamil woman, and she's also working in the garden.
Botanical Garden.
Yes.
You said classes. That booklet is more oriented for the kids who are coming there.
Yeah, it's basic information, but also good for, you have also information how to do pastes or oils, so I think.
So you have any idea what to do if I have sunburns?
Yeah, aloe vera.
That's easy, no?
Yeah, it's easy,
yeah.
But it's really effective. So.
Did you try for yourself any of those plants?
Yeah, or we make it for someone who is also working in the garden, so we make some problem with his skin diseases, so we made oil for him. So it's really nice to work with the plants. So then I have the idea also to write it down.
Apart from working with the children, what do you do else in Botanical Garden?
Am I caring about the color garden? That's a plant inside which you can use for coloring clothes or papers, something like that. So the garden is made by another volunteer last year. So I caring about and plant some new plants and. Yeah.
And in this book I see you also illustrated, that is your painting?
Yeah.
You see, so you're talented. And the photos you took by yourself?
Yeah, awesome.
How many plants did you incorporate?
Ten plants.
Why only ten?
That's a good question, yeah. It should be a series, so I want to continue with plants which are good for stomach. So just you have a few plants and there.
So you're going to continue with that?
Yeah, I hope so.
You're going to stay for another year or what?
No, that's a problem. So I hope maybe the next volunteer will continue.
You'll continue your work. From August to now, it's
like 3 months left now.
Yes, you have 3 months. How do you feel about Oroville, about life here, about people from the bioregion? What are your impressions?
At the moment, I feel really good, and because I also travel a lot, or try to. We have some 24 holidays, so I come back from Sri Lanka also. It was really impressive to see whales and elephants, and also here I really enjoy that it's so different to Germany.
Which part of Germany you're from?
Hanover, it's in the north. It's near to Hamburg or Bremen. And I really like the weather here. So it's hot, but I don't like cold, so Germany is often so cold.
So that heat doesn't bother you. Cool. Where did you hear about Oroville? What was that idea that brought you here, or what was the push or spark, or I don't know?
It was like about a friend. I hear of it, so I saw some pictures and was like, "Oh, where is it?" And so I was really excited to see that place, and I read it in the internet and on the website, and then I
decided to come
here. Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, really easy. Yeah.
What about Botanical Garden? Because Botanical Garden, there's a lots of effort there, a lot of work. It is his own project. Is as you said, the schools are coming there, mm-hmm. but it's also a nursery. I mean, yes. There are many things there, no?
Yeah, I choose it. We have so many projects, and we can choose about that. Mm-hmm. So first, I thought about Sardana Forest, but then I decided to go to Botanical Garden. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a good decision for me. So because at the beginning we have so many different places where we can work and mm-hmm. see everything in the garden, and then we could decide what is the best place.
So
for
you
me.
Were really focused more on garden and mm-hmm. those things.
Yeah.
And plants.
And plants, yeah.
Yeah. Where else did you volunteer? Because you said you volunteered
in Discipline
places.
Farm uh-huh. and our orchard, but not for so a long time, just one day a week sometimes, because I have so much work in the botanical garden, so I can't go every week to our orchard or Discipline Farm.
You gonna be maybe a newcomer, or you will come back?
I will come back, definitely, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure about newcomer, mm-hmm. but I have to think about it. Mm-hmm. I've many times.
This booklet is really nice and really colorful. Is gonna be for sale, or is just for internal use?
No, it's for sale. I think just in the botanical garden.
Just in the botanical mm-hmm. garden. So we don't have to come there.
Yeah, it's a nice place. You have to look there. You can look around and see so many nice gardens.
Yeah, they have lots of things. Now they're also building the Zen garden, as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jyoti and Noel.
Yeah. They're next to my garden.
Next to your garden. Okay,
yeah,
your
Kola
garden.
Garden.
You said Kola garden,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Yeah.
Which other garden is there?
So we have the ornamental garden mm-hmm. and the orchid house and the...
And what?
Orchid.
Oh, orchid.
Orchid house and cactus garden and yeah. And we have also TDF, it's the tropical dry evergreen forest. So we have which is really natural and also really nice and so big. So you have to see a lot. And plumeria garden.
Oh.
They're full of plumeria. And it's
a living fossils, no?
Yeah.
Since it's a water shortage and it's really hot, we didn't have a real monsoon last year. How the plants adapt to survive?
Yeah, so I try to give them less water and less water, so mm-hmm. they don't need so much since the beginning.
Oh,
but
heat,
it's difficult because now we don't have so much water, so I have problem to watering my garden. So I have to wait for the noon because the pump is taking the water so late. Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Mm. What about plants? How do they respond? Because on the trees, we see the neem trees they were blossoming beautifully. They had new leaves. So it seems that scarcity of water does not affect them.
I think it's depends on how big is the plant. Mm-hmm. So I started to plant some new bougainvilleas in my garden. So they have problems now because it's so hot. They don't have so many roots. If they're bigger, that's not that big problem for them. So.
Kola garden survived? Still.
I hope so, and I hope so that the next volunteer will continue the work. Mm. That would be so nice.
Out of those months you spent here, what would be your first impression if somebody asks you what is Auroville, how it is there?
I think it's a place to try everything you want. It's really, in Germany it's like you never try, well you try something new, but here you have more possibilities to try something new. And I really enjoy it too.
The possibility,
yes.
The freedom of choose the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And plants, no?
And plants, yeah.
You're gonna take something with you?
Yes, I hope so. I think we made some medicine. And we made also some oils for hair and something like that. Mm-hmm. I think I will take something like that, yeah.
Cool. So I believe we're gonna see you back, no?
Yeah.
Because
I
will exchange,
so. Yeah.
Maybe next time you bring something with you. Because I know the Royal Botanical Garden also does exist because of some people were collecting and bringing back things, yeah?
Yes.
What about the rest of the Orville apart from plants? Your impression is, let's say, you are young, yeah? So your needs were fulfilled in this city?
So I think it started to be mobile with the bike.
That's a must, no?
So I can reach every place I want to be, and it's really nice to be like that. And it's also nice to drive bike because you can do it in Germany so easily.
And you need the helmet. A must here. It's not really so bad.
Yeah, but it's better to wear one, but I don't wear one.
Have you met any of Oroville youth?
Yeah.
Youth center maybe sometimes.
It is, but we don't meet them so often. So it's like, but we have many also Tamil friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're good inside of that action. So it's yeah.
You're satisfied with that?
Yeah.
Because sometimes our youth is complaining that they are bored here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you. No, okay, but I can understand if you live here, I don't for such a long time. I don't know how it is to be youth here.
After nine months, you're still not bored, no?
No, not really.
Or maybe it's connected because you're also busy and you want to do some things, no?
I'm really busy.
Really busy.
No, it's really. And then I go to salsa and I.
You go to what?
Salsa.
Oh, you go to salsa classes. Yeah, there are plenty
salsa
of
classes,
tango, salsa,
and Tamil class and.
Oh, so you're better than many Orvilians. You speak Tamil, I believe.
Kunjam, ma. Tamil kunjam, terium. Really.
Man, you're good.
I know.
And Tamil people?
Yeah, we have a lot of Tamil friends.
Mm.
So also because we met them, I also go to gym sometimes, so we met so many people there, and yeah. I think so we have many Tamil friends.
Boredom is not on your dictionary for Orville.
No.
Okay.
No.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
The best.
Thank you.
You go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play it the way you feel it. But listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad.